This is the Global Edge Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network, also promoted in more than 200 countries and territories on Global Edge, the number one Google-ranked site for international business resources. Global Edge Business Beat is hosted by Thomas Holt.
Hello, everyone. I am Thomas Holt. In this segment, we're with us Forrest Morgeson. He is the Director of Research for the American Customer Satisfaction Index, or ACSI for short. Welcome back to the show, Forrest.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Now we're going to switch the topic a little bit, but just for all our listeners, the American Customer Satisfaction Index, or ACSI for short, is the only national cross-industry measure of customer satisfaction in the United States. It also spans a couple of dozen countries in the world as well. ACSI measures the satisfaction then in the United States of household consumers with the quality of products and services offered by both foreign and domestic firms with significant market share in U.S. markets. And if you've listened to this show before, Global Edge Business Beat, you know that I've had on both Forrest Morgeson, who's on right now, as well as Klaus Fornell, who started American Customer Satisfaction Index. So there are a number of different segments there that relate to customer satisfaction and a few related things as well. So there are a number of those options to listen to customer satisfaction. So I figured for this segment, we would talk about the related issue, very important and related issue of complaining customers, how companies and others handle complaining customers. So that's what we're going to tackle with Forrest Morgeson at the moment. So starting that off, what about people who complain about a product or service for that matter? Can you tell us about customers who complain, how the complaining relates to their initial expectations?
Yeah, I mean, complaint behavior is an interesting one. And for a long time in not only marketing research, but also in how companies were measuring their consumer experiences, there was assumed to be almost a perfect correlation between customer satisfaction and customer complaint behavior. And one of the interesting things that we found at the ACSI over the past 25 years of doing measurement is that those two things aren't necessarily the same thing. Dissatisfied customers can choose not to complain, and they do in many instances, whereas relatively satisfied customers under certain circumstances will in fact complain. So there's a difference between those two things, but you're asking specifically about expectations, and obviously sort of intuitively we think of customers that have higher expectations as being a little bit more difficult. And what we found is that there is some truth to that. Those customers that come to their consumption experience thinking they're going to get something very good or expecting something, you know, normatively speaking, expecting something very good in terms of the product or the service. If those expectations are not met, they are more likely to complain. They're more likely to voice their dissatisfaction with a company, even under circumstances where the defect in the product or the service was relatively small.
Well, it's interesting. I was going to go down the complaining path for the whole segment, but expectations that you also brought up and I had in my question, are we expecting more today? It seems like all else being equal, customers are more griping about things perhaps on the complaining side, but by the same token, are we having too high of expectations of the things we're buying?
Well, one of the things that we're doing at ACSI and preparation for our 25th anniversary, which is next year, is looking at a lot of our historical data and looking at the 25-year trends. And one of the things that we've seen is that in the aggregate, across the aggregate of American consumers, expectations have in fact gone pretty significantly higher over the past 25 years and in fact have outpaced the growth in customer satisfaction. So consumers are more satisfied than they were 25 years ago by a significant margin, but expectations are up by even more over that same period. So there is at least some truth to this notion that customers have become a bit pickier, have become a little bit more demanding as the economy has changed in the last few decades.
That's interesting. So if those two, I'm going to call them curves on a chart here, if those two curves are merging at some point in time, yes, if we are more satisfied, that's interesting. But also, it seems like exponentially we are more expecting better and more things. It's almost like, say, 10, 20 years from now, we may have to deliver, as companies, we may have to deliver almost 100% on time, satisfied customers. Otherwise, they're not going to be happy. Hopefully, the trend and those two curves don't intersect too soon, but they're interesting things. Well, let's go back to today that we're in today. What does it take, usually, to make a complaining customer satisfied again?
Well, obviously, this differs across customers and depends on the nature of the product or service failure. But for the most part, companies, more than ever before, need to solve their customers' problems, and they need to do it as quickly as is humanly possible. you get now, and we were just talking about expectations, so this certainly fits in, but you get now an economic environment because of the emergence over the past couple of decades of companies like Amazon, like Costco, these other companies that not only offer a great value proposition, but are known for offering incredible service and also for resolving problems that they that their customers have in a really, you know, remarkable way, whether it's a rapid return policy, a full refund policy, the kinds of things that, that Costco is somewhat famous for doing to go above and beyond to make customers happy. We are now in an era where, and this is very much good for the consumer, but we're in an era now where customers anticipate that if they have a problem, that problem will be taken care of virtually immediately and virtually perfectly. In other words, we now expect fantastic complaint management. And this wasn't always the case. If you think back, and I'm a child of the 70s and 80s, but if you think back to that era of consumption behavior, there was very rarely an expectation that your complaint would be handled well. There was, in fact, this sort of, we were all resigned to the fact that if something went wrong, there wasn't going to be much we could do. Maybe it was because our industry that we were dealing with wasn't particularly competitive. It was simply because the thing that we wanted to complain about wasn't worth the time of complaining. But that seems to have changed a good bit. Companies are doing a better job, and that raises expectations for everybody else.
Thanks to Forrest Morgeson. He's Director of Research for the American Customer Satisfaction Index. And I'm, of course, Thomas Holt. You're listening to the Global Edge Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network.